Rabbi said, tonight we're going to be learning some interesting halachas. One of them I do not understand. It seems to be in contradiction to other concepts which we have learned. But let us see what we're going to be learning. Rabbi said, Simen Nun Aleph Seif Ches. I think it's so great, so nice, so important to learn about the Hilchos Tefillah and Brachos and Pesukei Dezimra, because it gives us a little bit to think about. Because we do it every day, and sometimes if we don't think and we don't concentrate, we lose a bit of touch. Sif Ches in Simen Nun Aleph, the halacha is as follows. Ein oimim azmirois, bemrutza kim benachas. The Pesukei Dezimra is to be said. Ein oimim azmirois, they call it azmirois. Pesukei Dezimra, how are we going to translate zmirois? Song, yeah. By the way, last night, I opened up Rav Shimshon Pinkus. Very nice. He's got a few Sforim on Tefillah. And one of them said that he wants to learn that Pesukei Dezimra doesn't come. The Poshe Pshat is Pesukei Dezimra comes from Zmirois, praise, singing. But he says from the name of the Mekubalim, so I don't know who they are exactly. I'm just quoting Rav Shimshon Pinkus that it's talking about that the word Pesukei Dezimra doesn't come from the Lashon Zemer, singing, but from Lizmoyer. What's Lizmoyer? Lizmoyer. To prune, to cut off the pruning, to cut off the trees, the parts which you don't need. Lizmoyer. So that's pruning, yeah? Is that what it's called? So it's a very interesting. So he wants to say that Pesukei Dezimra is really that. What is it? What is it? He says, it's very interesting, Rabbi Yisrael. What's Pesukei Dezimra got to do with pruning, with Lizmoyer? Yeah. Yeah. So that's what he says. He says that a person cuts off all the purpose of the Pesukei Dezimra is to thank Kodesh Baruch Hu, to praise him, and to cut off all the unnecessary, unrequired, unwanted thoughts until you get to the Shemana Esther, where you can focus the Kodesh Baruch Hu and get completely focused and concentrated and ask Kodesh Baruch Hu what you really want and what you really need. And the Pesukei Dezimra, the praise of Kodesh Baruch Hu is to focus, what did he say? To warm us up, to get us focused and concentrated to the Shema and then to Shemana Esther. What an interesting thought. So, b'shem de mekubolem. So now he says, Shulchan Aruch says, Einim azimus kemimrut zokim imnachas. That to be said, benachas. Meaning? Slowly, gently does it. Gently, not b'mrutza minachas. We don't find this halacha of saying it b'mrutza, not b'mrutza, and saying it b'nachas. We don't find it with regards to the brachas that we said earlier. You don't find it. Yeah, but it doesn't say, you've got to say it slowly. So, Pesukei Dezimra ought to be said slowly. Mishnah Berurah says, why? Nothing should be swallowed up. You should say the words nicely, correctly, accurately. And you should say them as if you're moine mois, as if you're counting money. Why? How do you count money? Yeah, everything exactly. You don't want to miss the £50 note, right? So you're doing that. So see, also every word has got its own for its own sake. That's moine mois is a joy if it's your own money. If you've got to pay somebody, then it's not that. So yeah, moine mois. So you've got to do it slowly and accurately, as if you're counting coins. Now, Rabbi said, the next halacha I do not understand. What's the next halacha? Kosav Richosid. Mish, the Rebbe Chosid says, Mish, I don't know which, it's not the Rebbe Chosid of, it's not, no, it's, I don't know what this Richosid is. Mish, I know, if somebody is not appropriately Melubash, he's not wearing appropriate clothing. He's not correctly garbed. That makes sense? Mispalel beveisoi, bechoyreif, benachas. He should daven in his home in the cold rather than going to shul. So what he says over here, that if a person is unable to concentrate because of the freezing cold conditions in shul. Obviously, our shul often wasn't heated, right? And imagine you are in the middle of white Russia, freezing cold, frozen conditions, and you go to shul and you can't concentrate because it's freezing cold. then you should rather, at home it's a bit better, still it's a bit of heat at home, you should rather say the Pesukei Dezimra at home, rather than saying it a bit simple in shul. It's a chiddush. It's a very big chiddush.
It's not a sibur part of the prayer of davening. You have to say it together, like Shema. You want to write the Shema at the same time. It's a...
He's referring to Pesukei Dezimra. Look what he says in the bracket. So on Simon base, he says that look what's in Simon base we learn differently. He says we're talking about a case of it that even Shemana Esrei is unable to concentrate. He's unable to concentrate at all. And therefore, even Shemana Esrei, therefore should rather daven at home with Kavana rather than going to shul where he's going to be frozen. Now, boys, the reason why I don't understand this is because we have generally, the rule is not like that. It generally is, even if your kavana is not that great, but it's just done with tzibur. Imagine somebody says, there are people out there, Moshe's got a whole shiva to a person like that. Imagine a person says, I cannot daven with crowds. I'd daven much better in the dining room. Do you know, during COVID, during the initial part of the lockdown, a lot of people said they can daven much better. A lot of people said that they can't... The davening at home was at their own pace. They had better kavana. A lot of people said that. I hear, but I can't.
They said that the first week, but after that, they got up later.
I don't know.
At the beginning,
A lot of people said that they could daven very well. So imagine somebody says post lockdown now. And he said, I still feel, and Moshe's got a tshuva about that, written to a Talmid Chacham, who says he can daven better at home, he can daven better. Some people get very irritated, and they don't feel, it's squashy, and the temperature, he wants the air conditioning on, he wants the air conditioning off, he wants the window open, he wants the window closed, and there's people noisy and everything. So I can daven better at home. Can he daven at home or not? The answer is, the answer is generally, absolutely not. There's a chiyuv to the betzibur. You've got to daven. Moshe says, it's all shaila, but Moshe says, you've got to daven with the tzibur, whatever happens.
What's the gather?
So here, what we're learning over here is a bit strange.
What's the gather in tzibur and tzibur? At what point does one say that?
At one point do we say that it's...
What would be the circumstances under which a person would be daven with the
tzibur? Only if it's further than a mil. A certain amount of tircha. There's a tircha of distance and it's an expense. But otherwise, we don't know. I mean, everything which is over a mil, you don't have to go. Everything which costs a certain amount, you also don't have to spend. But besides, otherwise, you've got to go. Yeah. Pardon? Yeah, ill is interesting. Where does that come from, the poskim? A lot of people, a lot of times, the reason why an ill person shouldn't go to shul is because he might be catchy. That's not fair. And even if it's not a catchy thing, then it goes within the mil. That is a tircha. The Chazal teaches that since you don't have to go more than a mil, so also a person who's ill is also that level of tircha, that it's really extraordinarily difficult for him to expose himself so much, to exert himself so much. So there is an exemption. What do you mean chasna? The chosn, potter from kiyashma, yeah. So that's different because that's told them it. Yeah, so of course the answer is that's a very specific p'tur over the gev for chosn, which even nowadays the achronim say this p'tur may not even apply nowadays anymore. But sure, it doesn't stretch further to other examples that a person has got his mind is told and he's got his mind in his business. Cholila, a person couldn't say that. Only chosn is got a certain p'tur. But Rabbi said over here, what we find over here is a very unexpected halacha that if it's freezing cold, you don't have to go to shul. Ah, I see. Interesting approach. It doesn't sound like it, because he says, if he's not... Maybe, it's interesting, because he says, Mach mazakoy ein yocha lechaven gam tefila shmina esse. He's not able to be mechaven. Okay, it's interesting. I'm not sure, and I've asked others around as well already, and I'm not sure, I don't have a clear understanding in this Mishnah Berurah over here, in the name of Riyah Chosid. Rabbi says, Siv Tes teaches us as follows, Mizman le-Toyde yesh lo-Imro b'negino, Mizman le-Soyde has to be said with a sound, with a musical touch. Why? Shekol Hashirois Asidois Levotel, all the songs in future are going to be cancelled and nullified. Chutz, excluding Memizma Lesoid. The Memizma Lesoid is the only one which remains permanently if Mashiach comes. We do not say Mizma Lesoid of Shabbos, Vyom Tev, Oibimea Pesach. She'ein Korban Keva Bohem, Mishum Chometz, Voloi Be'erev Pesach. So these days we don't say Mizma Lesoid, as is generally printed in the Sidurim. So those are days that Mizmor Lesoida is excluded. Says the Mishnah in Sifkot and Chov, Alef she'ein b'Shabbos v'Yom Tov she'ein toido kiev oz, because the carbon toido is not brought then. You don't bring a carbon toido on Shabbos. You do not bring a carbon toido on Yom Tov, you don't bring a carbon teda on Pesach, etc. And therefore, you don't say Mizma Lesoida, because it's referring to the carbon teda. Okay, Rabbi Isai, Simon Nun Beis. The halachas of somebody who comes late to Shul. Someone who comes late to Shul. Ever happened? There ever been such a thing as he coming late to Shul? Din Ashoi Lovei Beis HaKnesses Ad Yishtabach. What happens if somebody comes late to Shul? So the halachas now are going to be addressing what if somebody comes late to Shul, what should he skip in terms of Pesukei Dezemra? The Mishnah starts off with a Sifkot Aleph as follows. You should always come to Shul on time. Early. Kidei shelo yitztarech ledalek, that you don't have to skip. Ki kosu ha-mesforim sha-magid hizel le-beis yosef lo le-beis ha-knesset be-hashkoma. The Magid, no less, told the Beis Yosef that you should always come to Shul on time. Why? Kidei shelo yispal kesedev lo yibidurek, that you don't have to skip. Skipping is bad. Skipping is a bedieved. So even Beis Yosef was instructed not to ever delay. Ki oise keni, somebody does that, mehapech hatzinoi rois. That's a Kabbalistic concept of mehapech hatzinoi rois, of switching, turning round. The tzinoi rois, what's a tzinoi rois? What's that? The? Yeah, literally means the pipes. It means the...
The channels,
that's it. The channels up to Shemaim. Every tefillah has got its own channel. And by coming late, and then after skipping, and then making up later, you are switching the order of the tefillah, and thereby switching the channels up to Shemaim. There's a reason why there's that order. First comes Boch Shomah, then comes Hoidu, then comes. And by changing the order, you're changing the channels up of the tefillah, and you're messing it up. Yeah. Yeah, you'll have to skip as well.
Sometimes some people double very quickly.
And then it's, I don't know what to tell you. Yeah.
One time, or even earlier, but you can't keep up.
Yeah, it's true. The same halachas will apply. Then it's a bedieved, that's right. So some people, the Mishnah says, the Anshemaisa, some people will never skip. They will never skip. What will they do? They'll always go according to the order of the Siddur. Even if that means they'll be late. The Cham Tzvi says, no skipping and going in order is only right if you're on your own. But the Chantzvi says, if you are with an oilem, if you are with a tzibur, with a minyan, and you're running late, you always have to skip. It's not so partial. There is some hold that when you come late and you are with a minyan, you should never... You should skip. Only be a chidus, you should not skip. It's a machloikas, and it looks like from the Mishnah's last words, the akoponim yesh l'schus b'panzul ispalim matzibu, dafke im yochol loim akoponim poch shama v'asher ishtabach amash kusamnu lekama b'shem amash kinesiak. Mishnah doesn't seem to like the idea of skipping at all, and it's not clear how he paskins. Do we skip or do we not skip? If you're on your own, and for some reason you want to hurry up, don't skip, whatever happens. If you're davening on your own, never skip, always go according to order. If you're with a minion, here we've got a machlokas. Some say skip and make it on time for Shemoneh Esrei. Some say don't skip and go according to the order, even if that means you're going to be a bit late for Shemoneh Esrei. The Mishmur does not paskin that question. He just brings both approaches and both psakim. He doesn't actually paskin how a person should do. What is the minhag, Rabbi Isai? What is the minhag? Skipping?
I think
yesh v'yesh. Yeah, probably yesh v'yesh, yeah. Mishmur says that, but the chassidim, they will never skip. Chassidim will never skip because Mahapach Tzinoiros, Kabbalistically speaking, it's a really bad thing to be Mahapach Tzinoiros. You don't change the order round of the tefillahs. That's really bad, and therefore a person should always avoid that.
They all miss the Shemoneh Esrei. That's what be better. I don't understand how that can't be better, more important.
Yeah.
They will guarantee them. You see it every day in Shabbos. People just come in and they always miss the Tefillah Tzibur.
Because they are. According to order. Yeah. So you're touching is a very interesting point. I don't want to speak about it tonight. I'm just going to touch it briefly. What does it mean to daven with it? What's the Tefillah Tzibur called? What's the definition of Tefillah Tzibur? Shemoneh Esrei. What? Shemoneh Esrei.
Starting
together. What if you're like a half minute late? Is that called Tefillah B'Tzibur or not? Oh, you're making us. It could be. Yeah. Could be not. What about Chazor Sashatz? What if you daven with the Shliach Tzibur Chazor Sashatz? Is that called Tefillah B'Tzibur?
I don't think it is. Not as good.
It's not as good, but it's something. Yeah? Okay, so that it touched on that Shaila. We're going to discuss in greater detail, Be'ez Hashem. But I just want to say that those people, I'm just trying to understand those people that you're referring to, they may be thinking and feeling, maybe right or maybe wrong, but they may be saying that no, I still got a daven Shmoyne es Chazos Hashatz with the Chazan, and that's Tefillah B'Tzibur, therefore I don't have to skip at all. So that's maybe their understanding. Whether they're right or wrong, we'll address them at Shem and discuss. But there may be such a justification. No, so he's addressing those that don't skip anything. They go straight to the they go in the right order, and they just do that. They end up doing Shemoneh Esrei with the chazan. Is it right or wrong to do that?
What happens if somebody comes in after Baruch Hu?
Well, that's bad news. Yeah.
So should they do the Shemoneh Esrei?
Yeah. So that's the question. So that's the question. So according to what we have got over here is a machloikas. Mishnah seems to be assuming that it's probably best to skip. It doesn't pass clearly, but it might be holding it. There's two approaches. But perhaps, that's also a strong argument. Yeah, might be a good argument as well. Might be a good argument as well. I want to just finish off with an interesting Shlomo Zalman that asks, what is the halacha with regards to somebody who always has a minion kavua? It's a very interesting shaila. What somebody always has the same, always goes to the same minion. He goes to 6:30 minion every single day. One day he oversleeps. And he runs a bit late. Now, he knows he can go to the 6:45 minion, but he can't, 6:50 minion, he can go to a slightly later minion, but that would mean that it won't be his normal minion. In other words, should he go to his normal minion and skip, or should he go to a slightly later minion, which is not his normal minion, and therefore won't have to skip? What do you say? Go to later minion?
Go to
later
minion?
Oh, you're 100% right. But Shlomo Zalman has a chiddush, and he wants to say that if somebody is very, 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 very strict about always going to the same minion, without failure, he always goes to, he talks about his Shiva minion, he always goes to that minion, and then it's going to irritate him to daven a different minion. He's going to spoil his kavana. He's not going to be settled, he's not going to be comfortable, he's not going to be within his comfort zone. He says he's going to mess up his kavana. He should rather go. He should rather go to the early minion and be a bit late, his regular minion and be a bit late, because that at the end of the day he's going to be able to daven better. That's what he wants to suggest. Like very, very interesting suggestion.
Pardon? Was even a bit late, missing the civil.
Yeah,
he's
talking about skipping. He's talking about skipping that he'll have to skip.
Switching
practices. It looks like it's better than have no kavanah at all.
It's
The Netz is different Shaila, and that we'll learn in the Shemat later. The Netz is different Shaila. Okay, well, so just to summarize what we learned this evening, we spoke about Smirois, the Pesuk of the Zimra, have to be said slowly and properly. We learned interesting Riyah Chosid, who says that if it's freezing cold in Shul, then you should daven at home if you have no kavanah otherwise. Better to daven at home with kavanah. We learned that Mizmor Lesod has to be said with a tune, because all the future shirois are cancelled besides that one. We said that all the days that we don't bring carbon toad, that Mizmor Lesod is not mentioned. Furthermore, we learned that a person who is ensured to be on time, in shul, even the Beis Yosef was told and instructed by the Maggid to be on time, and there's a discussion as to whether generally Pesukei Dezimra are to be skipped or not, and it's a question of whether Mahapach Tzinoiros is worthwhile investment or not, you know, to be on time, and that the Mishnah leaves out the Machlokes, and what exactly is to be skipped, and when it's to be skipped, and how you skip, all these questions are going to be discussed in the Siman Bezer Hashem tomorrow.